You're listening to SBS News.
The tax office can take money directly out of people's accounts, but you're not allowed to know. The government can approve the terms for huge sales of agricultural land to foreign companies, but you're not allowed to know. The media cannot investigate cover-ups if the government says you're not allowed to know. Couldn't happen in Australia? It's happening now. When the government hides the truth from you, what are they covering up?
That's part of a campaign by the group Right to Know, drawing attention to what can happen when legal restrictions are placed on media freedom. The nation's major commercial and public media companies, including SBS, the ABC, Nine and News Corp, say creeping laws are allowing elected governments to cover up scandals and hide or restrict information. The front pages of the major newspapers on Monday were covered with illustrations of a heavily redacted government document alongside an advertising campaign challenging laws that effectively criminalise journalism and whistleblowing. Speaking to 2GB, Nine Network CEO Hugh Marks says the government restrictions on news reporting set a dangerous precedent.
Nobody here is saying that anyone should be above the law. The question is, does the law serve the public interest?
Correct.
And if government operates on the basis of a culture which is keep things secret because we don't want it being discussed, then I think we as people, we as taxpayers, we as effectively owners of the government, lose out because we don't have the information on which to make informed decisions.
More than 60 new laws have been put in place over the past 20 years, which media companies say effectively criminalise journalism and penalise whistleblowing. The media companies want law changes so journalists don't fear imprisonment for doing their jobs and whistleblowers are more strongly protected. SBS Managing Director James Taylor says many migrants and refugees in Australia are all too aware of what restrictions on the media mean for free speech.
In SBS's particular case, many of our audience members, many of our staff indeed, have come to Australia from countries where press freedoms are not respected and protected, where journalists are routinely persecuted. We think that part of the reason people come to Australia is to enjoy the incredible vibrancy of our democracy, and we want all Australians to understand, particularly our audiences, that press freedom is a vital and important part of that vibrant Australian democracy.
Just weeks after the May federal election, Australian Federal Police officers raided News Corp journalist Annika Smethurst's home over a national security story she had written more than a year earlier. The next day, police raided ABC officers about another national security story two journalists had written 2 years earlier. The raids made international news, but so far none of the journalists involved has been told whether they face charges over their reporting. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese asked Prime Minister Scott Morrison about potential prosecutions of the reporters who were subject to the Australian Federal Police raids. Mr Morrison told Parliament no one should be prosecuted for doing their job unless they break the law.
I do not believe that those decisions about who should be prosecuted at the end of the day should be made on the whim of politicians. I think they should be made based on the rule of law, Mr. Speaker.
Members on my left.
And the proper assessment of appropriately constituted law enforcement agencies.
One Nation leader Pauline Hanson responded to the campaign by calling for a licensing system to stop a person without appropriate credentials calling themselves a journalist, while Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young says voters and taxpayers deserve to know what their government is up to. Meanwhile, the new Australian Federal Police Commissioner, Rhys Kershaw, has told a parliamentary committee he's asked the former head of the Australian Crime Commission, John Lawler, to conduct an external review into the handling of sensitive investigations.
I believe in our democracy and press freedoms, and I think it's appropriate that I have brought in John Lawler to have a look at these types of matters to see if there's any areas for improvement, our processes and so on. And then on top of that, we've got a new ministerial direction and the Attorney General's direction as well.
Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has directed the AFP to take into account the importance of a free and open press in weighing its operations. Attorney General Christian Porter directed the Commonwealth Director of Public Prosecutions to seek his approval before charging the journalists. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.